Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me what's ailing me,
doctor?
You said, yeah, yeah.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical Engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We're going to have a great show. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We for the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about science versus herbs, especially pandemic herbs. So we're going to talk about that. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because it's growing short. Our devotional puts us in Psalms 3 and Psalms 91. Psalms 3 says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. And he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust, and he shall be thy shield and buckler." That's the truth of the Lord right there. You can believe it or not, but I sure do. God can't speak a lie. So if you want to know the truth, seek the Lord in Scripture, and he'll give you wisdom and discernment, and especially in these perilous times. And don't delay, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, Congress has helped to draft this bill. It's called the Disease X Act. This was June 2023. United States Congress had a piece of legislation called House Resolution 3832, known as the Disease X Act of 2023. Apparently it references, pathogens that just so happened to be the subject, I guess, of the World Economic Forum. So they mentioned it in their meeting. So now the WHO says, hey, don't worry. Disease X, if you see it anywhere in any kind of bills or stuff, don't worry, because it's simply a placeholder to name a future biological threat we may encounter. So just relax, they're saying. Relax. But you know what? I have a real problem with vague language, right? You know, anytime I read, code, law, it says, if anything, especially a contract, if it's vague on its face, it's null and void. But, Congress doesn't have a problem pumping out, bills that are vague, can be interpreted any which way you'd like, to do whatever they like with regard to population and pathogen threats. So be aware of that. All right, last but not least in the quack report, we're going to get into more of this during the first part of the show. So this is Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory. They're reporting on what China's doing in the lab. They're making more COVID viruses. But the twist is they're testing it on humanized mice. So why would they do that? Well, obviously, so humans can be infected. Otherwise, why would you bother to mutate a mice with human cells? This is a report on this, and we're going to get into more of this on the, I really wonder about the biosafety of these labs over there. A lot of these reports can't even tell you, because they don't know what the biosafety of these China labs are when they're experimenting with infectious pathogens. So be aware of that, and we'll get more information. We'll give you a heads up when we get it. But we're going to dive into a lot of that in the first part of the show, so don't go anywhere. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about science versus your herbs, especially for pandemics. Now, with the swirl around the Disease X we just mentioned and some new research that China is doing, they've been pretty busy in the lab these days. They're creating this new COVID strain for humans. So it is such a concern, the U.S. Congress did draft and pass House Resolution 3832 called the Disease X Act of 2023. And we should also note that the Disease X has come up in the 2018 World Economic Forum meeting. And, of course, the WHO states the description is just a placeholder for whatever pathogen may come our way, and we shouldn't really worry. So the way the World Economic Forum described Disease X, though, it is quite worrisome, because they think it's going to be 20 times more lethal than the COVID-19, and this is before COVID-19 hit the world in 2020, because that was at their 2018 meeting. So we have to ask, though, what prevention can we take should the unthinkable be unleashed. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, November 2023. They say, the recent COVID pandemic highlighted the limited resources the world had for fighting such outbreaks. Well, you know, let's look at this act of Congress. So when Congress passed the Disease Act, or at least the House did, in 2023, they also revealed the intent to establish a new program called Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA for short. Now, if it's enacted, this agency will have the authority to develop medical treatments for any pandemic disease. And this may be concerning based on what is currently happening in Canada, where the Canadian Health Authority is amending the Food and Drug Act in the name of safety. So the amended bill in Canada, called C-47, endorses restrictions on your natural health products. This will be the second amendment after the 2008 bill called C-51, and the public is being told it will strengthen the safety protocols and oversight of natural health products and thereby push up the cost of such products by an estimated 25%. Now, the bill establishes significant fines on the natural health industry, whereby small businesses could not afford even the slightest infraction. And Canada's natural health products are being redefined as therapeutic drugs. Now, this is what they call your herbal supplements in Australia, and you can't get them without a prescription from your doctor. So this all enables the government to highly control the natural product market, enforce strict controls, and limit its access. And we've been warning for decades that this type of system is advancing to the United States. And I have to ask, could the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority become the only agency to approve and authorize treatments for pandemics in that type of situation? Now, health authorities in the United States did notice that during your 2021-2022 COVID pandemic, there was a significant uptick in consumers buying natural products rather than use prescription treatments. And it's estimated that 40% of the U.S. population did not buy into the allopathic medical treatments for COVID. Well, let's look at this China's new viral creation for a second here. So this is January 2024. The Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory was published in the Bioprescription 4 publication, reported on China's work developing this mutated version of the COVID virus using mutated human cell mice. So the research was intended to create a virus that will infect humans. So it is estimated that the new mutated COVID strain will be extremely lethal and most likely overwhelm the national healthcare systems. So according to the Bioprescription 4 publication, the research on this lethal strain is called GXP2V. And with this mutated version of COVID virus, it could have the following devastating effects on humans. Because this is what it did to the mice. It attacked the brain, the lungs, the bones, the eyes, and the trachea. Now, will the China mutated human mouse COVID virus infect humans? No one really knows at this point for sure until they decide to deploy it. Well, let's look at a science highlight. The herbs for viruses, because in November 2023, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology published research on how willow bark inhibits viruses such as your coronaviruses, like your COVID, and your enteroviruses, like your single-strand RNA-type viruses. So the research stated that willow bark can inhibit both enveloped and non-enveloped viruses. Your non-enveloped viruses are protein-activated. So your COVID, your enteroviruses are part of that system of viruses. So your willow bark is good for both. Now, this is a quote from the research. This is from National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center. They said, recurring viral outbreaks have a significant negative impact on society. There is a need for safe and sustainable antiviral solutions derived from nature. Willow bark has long been recognized for its medicinal properties and has been used in traditional medicines. However, its potential as a broad-spectrum antiviral agent remains relatively unexplored. End of quote. Now they go on to say, in our study, we expanded our research to study the antiviral properties of willow bark extracts against the enveloped human coronaviruses and investigated their mechanism of action against both coronaviruses and enteroviruses. Now, our results, they said, showed that willow bark extracts were able to protect cells from viral infection. The extract showed efficiency both at high and low temperatures, and even after a very short period of time. It was also shown to inhibit influenza virus infection. So there was significant structural disintegration of the coronaviruses and blocked enteroviruses completely using willow bark. So it totally destroyed your coronaviruses and it wouldn't allow enteroviruses to even enter cells to replicate in. Totally cool. I mean, really great. God gets all the credit. They go on to say, it appears that the individual compounds in willow bark do not offer protection unless they remain together and intact. The bioactive properties of these bark extracts and broad-spectrum antiviral activity are thus likely to be due to the synergistic effects of the different detected flavonoids, hydrocinnaminic acid derivatives, and the procyanidins, end of quote. So they're realizing they can't just isolate some of these elements and make a drug out of it. It's not going to work very well. They said, until 2021, there have been no previous studies exploring the antiviral potential of willow bark extracts. Our microscopy studies also confirmed a strong inhibition of infection after 1 hour of treatment. So what they're saying is you take some willow bark extract, and in an hour, it's totally kicking the viruses to the curb. Yay. I'm loving that. All right. So scientific medicine is realizing that medicinal herbs have the power of inhibitors to help us during pandemics. However, it appears the health agencies and the governments are moving toward a system that would allow them to highly restrict and regulate such products that most likely will happen if there is not enough pushback from consumers. Okay? So if you're not going to be active and vocal at protecting your rights to your God-given medicinals, then you're not going to be able to get them. Therefore, science will find it difficult to also patent your willow bark product because they're noticing synergistic action has to happen. Let's look at this other study. This is Finland, November 2023. It wound up in News Medical Life Sciences, and it reported that the study out of Finland was also looking at willow bark. The scientists there were looking at herbs for the next antiviral drug that they wanted to make. This study also confirmed that willow bark was effective against coronaviruses, your COVID viruses, and a wide range of virus types that can cause things like influenza and even meningitis. So this research was published in the November 2023 journal issue of Frontiers in Microbiology. Here's a quote from the research. They said, scientists in Finland have now shown that an extract of willow bark, a plant which has already provided several medicines, including the precursor to modern aspirin, has a broad-spectrum antiviral effect in cell sample experiments. They go on to say, medicine does not have any drug therapies for enteroviruses directly like willow bark, and this could be a future game changer, end of quote. Well, it's already a game changer. We can use what God gave us, the willow bark. Yeah. Well, and by the way, you can't just take aspirin and fight off these viruses. That's not going to be how it's working. Now, this Finland research is really not giving flu vaccines any credit. According to the lead researcher, Varpu Marajanki, he says viral vaccines cannot deal with the many new emerging viral stereotypes, he said. It can't deal with them early enough to be effective, in his opinion. So according to the report, the scientists had looked at willow bark in previous studies and found it highly successful against viral infections. Therefore, they came back to the willow bark, looking at it, trying to unlock the secrets of its highly effective compounds. And what I found really interesting in these willow bark studies is that the scientists are not herbalists, and they used hot water to make what they called an extract. So herbs are heat sensitive, and there are changes when heat's applied. So imagine the surprise the scientists would have had making extracts the proper way with no heat. I would say the results would have been beyond their expectations. So what the scientists saw was willow bark protects healthy cells from being infected. They said viruses are dead and they need a cell host to survive and colonize in. If they can't enter the cells, they remain as dead pathogens. So if the virus did penetrate a cell protected by willow bark, the amazing thing occurred. The virus could not bind to the cell and replicate. So Finland researchers discovered the same viral inhibitory action that willow bark had that was mentioned in the United States Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center report. Yeah. So they also could not determine which compound, the Finland folks couldn't determine which compound in willow bark offered viral protection to make their new viral treatments. So fractionalizing willow bark's compounds will not offer the same results as the original willow bark in its whole food state. They realize this, but they can't patent what God made, so they're going to push on. The Finland study said this: we are presently continuing fractionalizations and bioactive molecule identification from willow bark extract to study the molecule mechanisms. Well, we got some witnesses here. This is what this is. It appears we have two modern scientific study witnesses that confirm what the historical evidence reported and supported, that willow bark has medicinal properties to serve the human race. And if we add the biblical text regarding the medicinal plants that God created to heal and protect man, then we have more than three witnesses. Now just think. God has provided these plants to protect us from modern plagues. Your thyme herb has inhibitors to tuberculosis. Science has found this out. Gentian root has inhibitors to Ebola. And pitcher's plant has inhibitors to smallpox. That report on smallpox blew the researchers away. How fast smallpox was just killed with pitcher's plant. They were just like, whoa. They were actually going off some, you know, old, you know, recipes and books passed down from generation to generation. They didn't think much of it, but they were going to have fun with it. And they were totally shocked. I was laughing. So this is, you know, real power that we can execute and protect ourselves with. God's given us that. God said herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. It's not for a select few to use. It's not for a select few to exploit. It's not for a select few to control and suppress from the masses. God said no, they're for everybody. So, that's real power that we can use today. And on top of that, we have numerous herbs that will assist our immune system to also fight off infections. So we have herbs to remove toxins that could invite disease. We have been offered a lot of powerful plants to help in these last days. So don't waste another minute learning how you can execute this power. You can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International, 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And you want to request their free product catalog. Now, you can also visit their online store, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and you can request your catalog there. You can see their products there, all the information there, and this is empowering, really. And right now, you can save the 20% during their New Year sale. You can get immune boosters, metabolic strengtheners, toxin removal herbs, pandemic kits, heart attack packs, and you can save 20%, but you want to hurry because the sale will end on the 27th of January. You want to use coupon code PURE, P-U-R-E, PURE 24, either online, over the phone, or on your order form. So make sure you get your orders mailed, you know, postmarked by the 27th for your coupon to be activated. ThePowerHerbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You and God fighting this off. Amazing stuff. It's so empowering and it's so exhilarating and it's so lovely. And we praise the Lord every day for the medicinal plants he's given us. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. So don't neglect another minute. If you haven't looked into it, you have protection. You have protection. ThePowerHerbs.com. Ooh, I see by the clock we're going to have to take a break. We're going to be right back with more news. Be right back.
Brought up on a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one, she baited for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called a doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is a result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Well, thank you, Frank. Yeah, we're all going to be dancing to the music if we don't stand up, right? Yeah, so empowering. Information, pass it on, share it with your friends and family. Now, if you haven't signed up, if you got email and you haven't signed up for the newsletters off of the Apothecary Herbs, the Power Herbs website, you can sign up for free. There's no subscription, but you'll get information just like this. Now, I think in this week's American Survival, you'll also get a link, an interesting 5-minute video to Tucker Carlson with his rendition of the U.S. invasion. So if you want information like that, natural health things that you can do to empower yourself, financial ways to empower yourself, because the folks at Discount Gold and Silver also contribute an article there, then sign up. And you go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. Now, there is a second newsletter. It goes out on the end of the week, Friday. It's called Health Quest. And that one includes a lot of natural health stuff. So there's no financial stuff in that one, but it's just all about the natural health. So if you're interested, sign up for free. If you like Herb Talk Live, you're going to love the newsletters. ThePowerHerbs.com. All right, we're going to be talking about the adult vaccine schedule. We've talked about this before. I believe it was 2015. And we're just going to touch on this again because I don't know if you've been to healthcare providers lately, but they're really pushing adults to get booster shots for the childhood stuff. Have you been? You haven't, Frank. That's good. Stay away from doctors. But, I mean, if you've been in a trauma care facility, acute care facility, emergency room, again, they're asking you these questions. When was the last time you had a flu shot or any shot? Tetanus, whatever. So people are kind of familiar with childhood vaccine schedules. The CDC and the American Medical Association promote and enforce these schedules, but a lot of people are unaware of this kind of underlying agenda. The National Vaccine Program is being created to enforce adult vaccination schedules. So what does this mean with regard to vaccine, mandatory vaccines for adults? Well, it would seem to be highlighted by our COVID pandemic thing, where they weren't quite pushing that mandate, but they were through employers, weren't they? They were pushing it through employers, or you lose your job kind of thing. And we warned you about that. We warned you about the health benefit programs that large employers were being encouraged to adopt, and they would get subsidies from the government if they followed the guidelines the government put together for it. And in there would be mandatory vaccines. So, unfortunately, some of the big employers, the healthcare industry, of course, went along with that. Now, obviously, though, a lot of them are being sued and losing in court. You know, people are fighting back, pushing back on that. So foreign countries like Italy, they're banning vaccines because of the neurological damage and side effects. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has joined the National Vaccine Plan, and their plan highlights some of the obstacles they need to eliminate in order to track adults during their lifespan with regard to compliance. So this is a problem. I think the Vaccine Advisory Committee and numerous other stakeholder groups are focusing attention on adult vaccinations. And these groups are not satisfied with how the progress is going. They want to ramp these up. They have strategic plans. They're doing that. They want full compliance. Typically, they're shooting for full compliance in the next few years. So they're applying some pressure. The agencies are claiming to secure their healthy best interest by boldly announcing their intent to apply leverage for compliance through your healthcare industry, your health insurance programs, and so forth. So the National Adult Immunization Plan, or the NAIP, is going to make sure that every adult covered by government-controlled health insurance will be in compliance with their vaccine schedule. This will have some, there'll be some time to become compliant, but eventually if you want your coverage, and the same thing with your Medicare and Medicaid. Yeah. So, then they're working in some restrictions and fines. Unemployment could be one of them. You could also be risking custody for children. All kinds of arm twisting, really, as an incentive for you to comply. What's that, Frank? Food stamps, housing, welfare checks. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So private employers who are taking these incentives, I call them bribes, basically, you know, because they wouldn't be doing this otherwise. I mean, employers really could care less if you got vaccinated. You know, don't you remember that? Frank says the only way to win this game is not to play it. Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, I've talked to some people over the last couple of years. There was this one guy in Connecticut who drove a bus for, I think, Boston. He had a route in Boston. And housing was kind of tough to come by. And he and his wife were able to put an offer down on a two-story home, I would say about 1,700 square feet. And, you know, homes up there were like $500,000, you know. And he had a good job with the city driving buses. And they mandated the shot. And they were in the throes of closing on this house. And he said he had to go get the COVID shot or he would lose his job and they couldn't buy the house. See how this is working? Frank says, no excuses. You will die from this. Yeah, I know. You might not die right away. I know, Frank. But people don't look down the long term, usually. They just look at the pressure they're experiencing now. But and so this is going to be promoted as an effort to bring state and federal agencies together to supposedly protect the public health, vaccinating every living adult. So we are discovering that this is really an Affordable Care Act plan, which has was created this adult vaccination program offering more patients to get vaccinated and the drug companies can manufacture more product and get paid more by the government. It's just all about the money in the end and depopulation. So Frank says, no, they will not die right away. They will suffer greatly and then slammed into poverty. Well, yeah, that can be happening for some folks right now, yeah, where they're getting cancer. And, yeah, you can bankruptcy in a blink with these health bills, yeah. Now, some people are kind of shaking their heads and say, this isn't going to happen. They're not going to be able to make sure every adult gets vaccinated. Well, hold on a minute. These agencies like to get you to volunteer and to feel good about your contribution and compliance. So you want to get ready for a lot of campaigns that will target your guilt and apply peer pressure to you. There will be a push for community demand for adult immunizations, and much of it will be based on, you know, bogus reports published by the health agencies and the stockholders. And they will make it easy to be vaccinated with no shortage of product, even if it means using aerosol vaccine technology. This is the vaccine program's mission, to distribute disease, but they call it healthcare. So just be aware, there's lots of ways to do this, and they will try them all. What'd you say, Frank? It's already happened. Yes, it is, but I reported on this in 2015. I'm just reminding people, you know, this stuff's been in the works a while. Now, the CDC lumps COPD, let your pneumonia, influenza, and sinus infections into the same category and statistics, making flu season look worse than it is. Okay? So savvy Americans know that more people die from correctly using their prescribed medicines every year. That's 100,000 plus people die from that. It's then you add the people that die from firearm accidents, assaults, car accidents, and war, and it still, in the United States, doesn't even come to that 100,000 people. So more people die from drug therapy that is taking as prescribed. Yet the CDC publishes the deaths by flu as a public health priority. So any death is terrible. It's a terrible loss. But they pad the numbers from 4,000 to 50,000 deaths. That's what they're doing. So, and which vaccines? Well, I doubt health agencies are going to check your blood titers first before using a vaccine, like pneumococcal, influenza, shingles, hepatitis A and B, herpes, papilloma. So the Advisory Committee on Immunizations has recommended adults receive 13 different vaccines from age 18 and up. 13! Full of adjuvants. That's aluminum. And full of mercury, called thimerosal. Heavy metals. 13 of them. And there is also the boosters, you know, for these diseases. Measles, mumps, rubella, and of course, chickenpox, which will give you shingles. Anytime you inject the chickenpox virus into you, you're going to get shingles. So the childhood vaccines in their report are under a category now for adults called catch-up vaccinations. Catch-up. Any person working in the healthcare areas will automatically receive these catch-up vaccinations as a requirement for their employment. Anyone that is in nursing homes, assisted living facilities, prisons, or committed to mental health hospitals, all these people are going to be given these injections. And any adult wanting to go back to school and lives on campus will also be required to be vaccinated. And that happened as well with the COVID. Remember that, Frank? Kids were not being allowed to return to campus. Their applications were canceled if they didn't comply. Yeah, and I wrote about this in 2015. So the goal is to have adult vaccinations at 90%, which is typically what childhood vaccines are reported to be. And these agencies are making vaccines the core part of what they call well care. So according to Pharma Research, there are 300 new vaccines in development, which can very easily end up on the adult vaccine schedule. So currently, the pharmaceutical companies are working on 170 vaccines for infectious diseases, 102 vaccines for cancers, and 8 for neurological disorders. And since these allopathic medicine of these vaccine claims to prevent disease, it is really not a stretch to one day find that you need to have a vaccine to prevent diabetes, heart disease, blood pressure and cholesterol, depression, and so on. So it's not a shocker for these vaccines in development. They're going to be made from genetically modified materials. And the point of this is the agencies want to make what they call underutilized medical products and administer vaccines from the cradle to the grave. Yeah. They plan to use the new monitoring systems called Electronic Health Data National Immunization Registry to help them with compliance. And they will need a very strong public health surveillance to pull this off. According to statistics, Caucasian children and adults receive more vaccines than any other ethnic group. Oh, the Hispanics, they're just skeptical. They don't trust doctors. Now, these health agencies and their stockholders have a list of your objections called barriers to overcome for their healthy people coverage goal. And so they meet about this stuff, and they strategize how they can overturn your objections. So that they know you question the safety and effectiveness of vaccines. So what they do is track adults through their medical records under the Affordable Care Act, and they coordinate with agencies to see who has complied and who has not. And every healthcare provider that you see, from your general practitioner to your podiatrist, will be all alerted that you are not current with your vaccines and pressure you and perhaps even deny you treatment until you comply. Yeah, I mean, think about this. You couldn't go see your eye doctor without wearing a mask. It's not a stretch for them to say, are you up to date on your vaccines? If not, you can't have your eyes examined. Frank says, wait until they genetically modify the food to the point that if you are not up to date with your vaccines, that the food will make you sick and die. Not their, some control. Yes, I mean, there's lots of ways to slice and dice this and serve it up and make it look, you know, I guess, enticing to people. So they're developing these adult immunization programs. They're also this information system where your healthcare providers will be armed with literature, forms, and even mandates, and tell unvaccinated adults to report to the vaccine provider if they don't have one. They should get one. One can be provided for you. Right, Frank? Does that sound familiar? Now, the agencies already know who will be the first to have complications and die from these vaccines because they list them in their reports. Patients with heart disease, stroke, and diabetes or other chronic health conditions and are typically frail and elderly will be monitored and tracked. Their sickness will be tracked. Their mortality rates will be tracked due to vaccine use. They're going to log all this stuff in, but you're not going to have access to this information. It won't be in the VIRS reporting system. Frank says people need to understand that the worst case scenario is exactly what these government cronies have in mind. Demons, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, now, again, I reported on this in 2015, and a lot of this has already been implemented. Now, adults will become the largest epidemiological study in the history of modern medicine through vaccinology. We've seen that. And the law has allowed pharmaceutical companies to make and distribute what have largely become known as no-fault vaccines. And I can't help But notice how the serious side effects from vaccines are described as underrated links, unsubstantiated links or risks. So the information is not proven. It just looks like it is. It's not really been proven in science. Well, they're not wanting to prove it in science. And you're the living example it's happening. So the information is not going to be made public, but we anticipate spin on the data to convince people that these new vaccines have value and importance in healthcare to make all disease extinct. That's what they want you to believe. And as long as there are vaccines filled with disease, guess what? The disease won't be extinct. So Frank says the bank robber promises he didn't rob the bank. Yeah. You got to believe me. I didn't do it. Well, now, they have a data hub. Now, you can't forget the HIPAA laws, you know, which really are ridiculous. But the HIPAA laws, when it comes to your personal medical information, because the Affordable Care Act provides all agencies which can assist with facilitating government health care with a lot of data from their hub to transmit medical information across state lines and to other government agencies. Well, it's necessary, they say, to help provide vaccine history and forecast treatment. So a lot of these new algorithms that are being created for your vaccine network will track progress and ensure the goals are reached. They are also, 95% of Americans live within 5 miles of a pharmacy, and this will be a major venue for pushing adults to get vaccinated by their pharmacists. Now, the second choice is to pressure employers to pursue policy for healthy workplace environments and host in-network adult vaccine clinics. Employees will feel pressured to be vaccinated to avoid tension, suspension, or being discharged. And they will launch culinary appropriate advertising to different groups using technology, chat, blogs, tweets, texts, whatever. And they also know that adults influence the vaccination rates of children, and that earlier that they can convert adults to be vaccinated to buy into the multiple vaccination schedule for themselves, the more likely that their children will follow suit. Again, 2015, and you've seen some of this. What, Frank? Yes, this is the data is also shared with law enforcement, and they do assist, don't they? Yeah. Now, your National Vaccine Advisory Committee advised their standards for adult immunization practice to have physicians and medical staff assessments to assess patients on vaccination needs as every patient with every patient encounter. So I don't know if you've ever been asked recently if you've seen a doctor for anything. I don't know. Maybe you went to a podiatrist or, you know, an ophthalmologist or whatever, and it's maybe on the form that you fill out, you know. So how strongly health providers are going to urge patients to get vaccinated? Well, I think it'll be based on individual clinics and people running them. However, to reach 90% compliance, it will require some pervasive incentives. So your doctor will not be the only influential figure in the community to push adult vaccines. All registered churches with 501c3s will comply with the community outreach with faith-based organizations to convince folks to roll up their sleeves and just do it. So the report also did show that especially critical is the racial and ethnic areas where vaccine rates are very much lower. And what is astonishing is the report described these churches as reaching subpopulations. They call them subpopulation churches. So now the scientific research has also reported that vaccines are not as effective with more mature immune systems like adults and elderly. So they want to get around this objection to not vaccinate the agencies that have marketing the next generation of vaccines, the more potent versions. You've probably seen this, more adjuvants, overstimulate the immune response. So, you know, people with frail immune systems, the elderly and so forth, would get those types of vaccines. So they're marketing that up. It's an upsell, if you will. And they are also developing vaccines for more targeted subtypes of adult populations, such as pregnant women, of course, and those with immune compromised systems. So this technology has also presented the ability to produce gene sequencing and specialized vaccines. All this technology and science, you're not going to have an excuse. They don't want to give you an excuse not to be vaccinated. They'll make you a custom-made vaccine if they have to, is the point. And they can make them pretty much on the spot now, in a day. Yeah. All right. So you want to be aware there's a survey. A lot of these surveys track the effectiveness and measure the compliance rate. There was this survey called Healthy People 2020. It was a national survey. There'll be other ones. They help correlate the data for access on their plan, how it's doing. The survey pinpoints important opportunities to tighten up the loopholes and see who is slipping through the cracks. And this gives them the adult immunization dashboard on their progress, if you will. And you're going to see this survey on the internet. Healthcare providers will have them, including your pharmacist. And these healthcare providers will be under contract with the Affordable Care Act to provide you this survey. So it'll be mandated for them to give it out. Well, there's a lot of stuff here that I haven't even touched on, but maybe next time we can cover that because we're running out of time. But I've been taught by virologists, Dr. Anthony Norris, chief virologist of the FDA, naturopaths, health professionals in my field, they've all said the same thing. Vaccines are vehicles for disease. They infect the body with disease, and they corrupt you in the weakest genetic link. So don't believe the hype that they're dishing out. I know it sounds, you know, important and official, but, yeah, vaccines are artificial infections. It's not the way the body is supposed to encounter it, and you don't make an antibody. You do not make an antibody. So if you're not making antibodies, why are you getting vaccinated? Think about that. I'm out of time, so don't forget Apothecary Herbs. They're 20% off a New Year's sale. Use Pure 24 on your shopping cart, over the phone, or on your order form to receive 20% off if your order is $65 or more. It does expire on the 27th of January, so don't delay. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.